16th hadith, al-hadith al-sadisu ashara, on page 38. Okay, today this is our 16th session and 16th hadith, Arabic lessons in hadith, level 3, Islamic University of Medina. The title of a hadith today is Fi hukmi man akala aw shariba nasiyan wa huwa sa'imun. Yani concerning the hukm, the ruling of one who ate or drank, nasiyan, yani forgetfully, who ate or drank forgetfully, wa huwa sa'imun, while he is in a condition of fasting, while he is a fasting person, the one who ate or drank forgetfully while he was fasting. The hadith for today is عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من نسي وهو صائم فأكل أو شرب فليتم صومه فإنما أطعمه الله وسقاه متفق عليه. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال, يعني on the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من نسي وهو صائم, من نسي, يعني whoever forgot, يعني he was in a state of forgetfulness, وَهُوَ صَائِمْ, while he was fasting. So due to forgetfulness, fa, therefore, due to his forgetfulness, fa akala, so he ate, أَوْ شَرِبَ, or he drank, فَلْيُتِمَّ سَوْمَهُ, then he must complete his fast. يعني فَلْيُتِمَّ, fa is as a result of the fact that he ate or drank, due to forgetfulness, then he must complete his fast. Because he didn't break the fast. Therefore, he must what? Complete it. Fal yutimma. Here, the lam in fal is lam al-amr. It's lam al-amr. And therefore, it makes the mudari verb majzoom. And the sign that is majzoom should be sukoon. But because we have sukoon on the first meme, and then the second one becoming majzoom sukoon again, iltiqa sakinain, so we make it fatha, falyutimma, so he must complete sawmahu, his fast. Fa innama, and then here the Prophet ﷺ explains why he is not held responsible. Fa innama ata'amahu Allahu wa saqahu, because indeed it is Allah who has fed him, has given him food to eat, and has given him drink. Muttafaqun alayh, agreed upon by al-Bukhari and Muslim. Okay, any question about any of the words in this hadith or any construction, grammatical construction or anything? Huh? Saqa. Saqa yasqi means to give someone to drink, to give somebody a drink. Saqa, yani saqahu, mean he gave him drink. Yani Allah gave him drink. Ata'ama, ata'ama is the fourth form of the verb af'ala. Ata'ama, to give somebody food to eat. To give someone else food to eat. Ata'ama. Ata'ama yut'imu. Ata'amahu Allah. Allah has given him to drink. And Allah has given him food to eat, and Allah has given him drink. Yani ata'amahu and saqahu. He gave him food and he gave him drink. Any question? Tayyib. This hadith is relatively simple, few words, easy constructions, easy words, mashallah. All the words in here, maybe we know at least most of them, if not all of them. Alright, let's look at the meaning of the words they gave us here from this hadith on the bottom of page 38. The first word or the first expression under ma'ani al-kalimati, yani the meanings of the words. Ma'ani is the plural of? Ma'ana. Ma'ana. Ma'ani, meanings of the words. Yani al-kalimat is mudafun ilayhi majroor. Okay, the first word or the first expression, atamma ash-shay'a. Yani atamma means yanami. The meaning of atamma, and in English it means to complete. In Arabic it means what? Atamma means akmalahu. Akmalahu. Atamma akmalahu. To complete it, to perfect it. Here it means to complete it. But it also means to perfect something, to complete or to perfect it. The mudari of the verb atamma is yutimmu. Atamma yutimmu. And the masdar is itmam. Itmam. Okay? This verb atamma, like akmalu, yani atamma is from the fourth form. Yani af'ala. So atamma yutimmu. Akmala yukmilu. They have the same basic meaning. Atamma yutimmu. Akmala yukmilu. The masdar here for atamma is itmam, means completing or perfecting something. The masdar from akmala yukmilu would be same words in if'al. Ikmal. Ikmal. Like aslama yuslimu, islam. Amana yu'minu, iman. Okay, all of them from the fourth form. Okay, this is the first word. Atamma ashay'a means to complete it or to perfect it. In Arabic, atamma means akmala. Atammahu akmalahu. Okay, page 39, the meaning of the hadith. Ma'ana, on the top of the page, ma'ana al-hadith, the meaning of the hadith. Before we go into the meaning of the hadith, I just want to explain quickly that this discussion is going to entail a few words here. One of them is al-qadha, the fiqh of this hadith, al-qadha, right? Al-qadha, which means to make up something that you missed. And then there's al-fidya. Al-fidya, which means, I'm going to say compensation, because these words are going to be a little bit close, and I'd rather use this word, although you can say something else too. Compensation. To compensate for something, like the person who's not able to fast, to compensate for not fasting, to compensate for the fast that they didn't do legally, they had a right not to fast, they compensate for it, they make up for it by yani feeding someone. And the third word is al-kafara, with shadda on the fa, al-kafara. This one is al-fidya, al-fidyatu, al-fidyatu. Al-kafara, I'm going to use the word expiation. I mean, sometimes these expiation, sometimes some of these words are used for each of them. Yani, sometimes the meanings get a little bit confused. In any case, that's why I wanted to mention this before we start. What we mean by al-qadha, we mean the person who missed something, they have to make up for it. It doesn't just go away, you have to make up for it. Al-fidya, we mean something in place of something else that compensates for it. You compensate for it. And al-kafara means an expiation, yani for a sin that you committed. Some yani error, mistake, wrongdoing, something you left off or whatever. Kafara means expiation, to expiate for yani the sin that was committed in this particular case. Okay, so keeping that in mind, we're going to talk about these words as we go through this discussion. But I just wanted to kind of yani give us preview first. Okay, qada, you missed it. You missed the day in Ramadan. You have to make up for it. When you make it up next month, or the following 2 months or 3 months, that's qada. Yani a person missed the salat, and then they have to make up for it. It doesn't just go away. You have to make it up. That's qada. Al-fidya is the fidya to ta'am al-miskeen, as Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. Fidya here means yani that the compensation for the person who's not able to fast due to sickness or old age or whatever, they compensate for it by feeding for each day they missed one poor person. As far as the kafara, that is a punishment. That is a punishment. Yani, to expiate for the sin that the person has committed. Okay. Meaning of the hadith, top of page 39, إِذَا أَكَلَ أَصَائِمُ أَوْ شَرِبَ نَاسِيًا وَهُوَ فِي نَهَارِ رَمَضَانَ أَوْ غَيْرِهِ مِنْ سَوْمِ التَّطَوُّعِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ وَلَا تَلْزَمُهُ كَفَّارَةٌ لِأَنَّهُ فعل ذلك غير متعمد ويجب عليه أن يمسك عن الأكل والشرب وأن يتم صومه إلى الليل. Okay, if you understood all of that, mashallah, ahsant. If you didn't, then let's go over a little bit and make sure that we understand it now. Okay, إذا أكل الصائم أو شرب ناسياً. Either when or if, and it's conditional, right? It's sharp. When or if the fasting person, as sa'im, akala, ate, aw shariba, drank, nasiyan, due to forgetfulness, wa huwa fi nahari Ramadan, and it is during the daylight hours of Ramadan, aw ghayrihi, min sawmi tatawwu', or if it's other than Ramadan, from just a voluntary fast. Sawm at-tatawwu', yani voluntarily. Fast that is voluntary. Yani the person is fasting during the daytime in Ramadan or any other fast that one is doing voluntarily and they forgot, so they ate or drank. Fala ithma alayhi. La here is la and nafiyah lil jins. So there is absolutely no sin against that person. Absolutely no sin. How come absolutely no sin? Because they did it, yani, not intentionally. They did it due to forgetfulness. This part, yani, pay attention. وَلَا تَلْزَمُهُ كَفَّارَةٌ وَلَا تَلْزَمُهُ, yani, from لَزِمَ يَلْزَمُ means to make something لازم, obligatory. Yani means necessitate. لَا تَلْزَمُهُ كَفَّارَةٌ, yani, he is not required to fulfill the kafara. The kafara meaning the expiation for what he, for his action. He made some action that ordinarily would be considered unlawful, illegal, sinful. But because he did it due to forgetfulness, there's no kafara against him. Now this, I'm saying, pay attention here, because this point about kafara, maybe, yani, we want to be clear on what we mean by this. They're saying what? He did it forgetfully, so there's no kafara. And that is because لِأَنَّهُ فَعْلَ ذَلِكَ غَيْرُ مُتَعَمِّدٍ, yani that is because he did that غَيْرُ مُتَعَمِّدٍ, not intentionally. Yani لَغَيْرُ مَغْضُوبِ, not those who the wrath of Allah, the anger of Allah is upon. غَيْرُ مُتَعَمِّدٍ. مُتَعَمِّد means intentionally. Person did something, عمدن, that means they intended to do it. They thought about it, and that was their intent. Not mistakenly, not forgetfully, they did it intentionally. But here, this person, there's no harm, there's no sin against them, because they did it unintentionally, بغير قصدن, not intentionally. Not due to some trick or some other reason, and it was just mere forgetfulness. وَيَجِبُ عَلَيْهِ أَيُمْسِكَ. And it is yajib, yani wajib, for that person to yumsik, yani from amsaka, yumsiku means to refrain. To take control of the affair, to stop what they're doing. Yumsik, stop, refrain. Obligatory upon him to refrain, or her to refrain, anil akli wa shurbi, from eating and drinking. When yutimma sawmahu ila al-layl, and he must then complete his fast until night. And of course, until layl, we mean by that until when? Until maghrib. And the Quran says what? Of turning the fasting, thumma yutimmu as-siyam ila al-layl. How do we know that it doesn't mean until it's dark outside, night? Because the sunnah, the Prophet ﷺ broke his fast at maghrib. He ordered the people to break their fast at maghrib. So the meaning here is that he must complete his fast up until Maghrib. Until Layl here means until Maghrib. In any case, the Maghrib is the end of the day and the beginning of the new day, right? So the day ends with Maghrib and the night begins with Maghrib. ما يستفاد من الحديث من أحكام ما يستفاد من الحديث من أحكام. What may be benefited from the hadith, this hadith, in terms of ahkam, legal rulings. The first legal ruling, and again, keeping in mind this kafara, right? Because yani generally the kafara, yani from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, the kafara was in reference to a man who had marital, sexual relations with his wife during the daylight hours of Ramadan. The Prophet ﷺ told him, you have to do the kafara. What is the kafara? He has to, no, he has to free a slave in this order. In this order. He must free a slave. No fasting, no feeding. You must free a slave. You are not able to. There's no slave available in my country. I can't get to any place where there is a slave. Okay, then you must fast for 60 consecutive days. Don't even think about feeding. You have to fast. It's mandatory. That's how the Prophet ﷺ told him. He told him, you have to free a slave. He said, I can't. I don't have any. No way. He said, then you must fast for 60 consecutive days, 2 months consecutively, without a break in between. Without a break in between. Not missing one day. Whole month, next whole month again. This is very serious. He said, I can't do it.
For missing one day.
He said, then you must, not for missing one day, for having sexual relations with his wife during the fasting day hours, during the daylight hours of Ramadan. Consciously, willingly, intentionally. That's a horrible sin. This is a severe punishment for it. He said, I can't do it. He said, then you have to feed 60 poor people. Not 60 people came to the masjid and just feed them all at one time. And some of them are poor and some of them are rich. No. 60 poor people. Okay? That's the kafara. But there's difference of opinion amongst the scholars. Is the kafara only for the person who had sexual relations during Ramadan? Or is it also for the person who intentionally ate or drank? It appears as though what is being said here is that it's for everyone who broke the fast. And we're going to talk about this, okay? That's why I want to emphasize, pay attention on this point. Okay? So the first point is, إِذَا أَكَلَ الصَّائِمُ. The benefits from this hadith, إِذَا أَكَلَ الصَّائِمُ أَوْ شَرِبَ النَّاسِيَ النَّهَارَ. If a person ate or drank forgetfully during the daytime of the time of the fast, فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ وَلَا تَلْزَمُهُ كَفَّارَةٌ وَلَا قَضَاءٌ. Okay, here's the second word, kafara and qada. If a person ate or drank forgetfully during the daytime, yani while he's fasting or she's fasting, then there's no sin against him. And he also is not required to fulfill the kafara nor the qada, neither one. There's no kafara upon him and there's no qada. Yani person ate or drank. Now again, here we're talking about eating and drinking. We're not talking about sexual relations. We're talking about eating or drinking. There's no kafara. He doesn't have to free a slave or fast for 60 consecutive days or feed 60 poor people. Nor does he have to even make up the day. Qada means to make up the day. You know, you broke your fast, you missed the day of fast, and you have to make it up. It doesn't just go away. You have to do it, right? But in this case, he doesn't have to make up the day. But what he has to do, he has to continue fasting when he remembered. Now,
if I see someone is drinking, should I say to him that you are fasting? Should I stop it?
Yeah, you should remind them. Naam, because this is from the principles of Islam, fundamental principles of Islam. Al-amr bin ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar. Huh? That's commanding the good and forbidding the wrong. من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطيع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطيع فبقلبه وذلك عدا عفو الإيمان. Whoever sees munkar, he must change it with his hands. You must stop them from eating. But if you're not able, you must at least يعني speak out against it. If you're not able to do that, you have to hate it in your heart. And that's the weakest of iman. Meaning after that, there's no iman. If you don't do anything, and you don't say anything, and you don't even hate it in your heart, that means you have no iman. You have no iman. You are not a mu'min. Because the weakest iman, the person who has the least iman, has to at least hate it in their heart. I didn't do anything, but I hate it. It's wrong. It's munkar. But if you don't hate it, that means you have no iman. What is munkar? Huh? What is munkar? Huh? Okay, everything that Allah hates forbids. So like, give me an example of a munkar. A lie. What else?
Stealing.
Huh?
Not praying salat.
Thank you. Not praying salat. Yani munkar is not just committing evil acts, but it's also failing to fulfill the obligatory duties. Also failing to fulfill obligatory duties. Yani Allah made an obligation upon us, we didn't do it. That's munkar. Munkar is not just lying, stealing, cheating. It's also, you have obligations, you didn't fulfill them. That's munkar too. Man ra'a minkum munkaran, any one of you who sees a munkar, he must stop it physically. That's if you have the authority and the ability. Note, if you have the authority, I said first, and ability. Because some people say, I can stop him. I'm strong, I know karate. No, but do you have the authority? Are you the authority in the land that you can just stop people from committing crimes? No, you are not the authority. You don't have the right to do it. You have to have authority first. And then the ability, okay? Alright, let's go back to our hadith. The first point, if the fasting person eats or drinks forgetfully during the daytime, there is no sin against them. And they are not required. لا تلزمه كفارة ولا قضاء. They are not required to do the kafara, nor are they required to do al-qada. Al-qada, they don't even have to make up the day. There's no kafara, and they don't have to make up the day. Second point. يجب على كل من أكل أو شرب ناسيا الإمساك عن المفطرات وأن يتم صومه إلى الليل. يعني يجب, it is obligatory, واجب, on every person who eats or drinks forgetfully. What's obligatory upon them? Al-imsak. That they restrain, they stop, they cease. An al-muftirat. Al-muftirat means the things that aftara yuftiru, cause you to break the fast. Whether it's eating, drinking, sexual relations, whatever breaks the fast. Yani, they must stop al-imsak an al-muftirat. Yani, as soon as they remember. وَأَنْ يُتِمَّ سَوْمَهُ, and then they must continue fasting. They must complete the fast إِلَى اللَّيْلِ, until the Maghrib time. Clear? Second point? Yani. The second point is, yani the first point, if the person forgetfully eats or drinks during the day, there's no sin. There's no kafara, there's no makeup. However, it is second point, it is obligatory. عَلَى كُلِّ, on each person, men akala or shariba, whoever ate or drank, nasiyan, forgetfully, al-imsak. What is obligatory upon them? Imsak, stopping, ceasing. They must, yani, refrain from eating or drinking or whatever they're doing, yani, whatever it is, from the muftirat. Muftirat, the things that invalidate the fast. They must stop from whatever it is that's invalidating the fast. Wa an yutimma, and then they must complete, yani, sawmahu. Then he must complete his fast, ila al-layl, up till the night, meaning up until Maghrib. Third point, and here, this is where we have our, yani, difficult discussion. Not difficult, but yes, yani. Number three, إِذَا اسْتَمَرَّ فِي الْفِطْرِ بَعْدَ التَّذَكُّرِ وَلَمْ يُمْسِكْ يَكُونُ آثِمًا وتلزمه الكفارة والقضاء بالنسبة إلى صوم رمضان والله أعلم. This may be the first time that we end a point in this book that ends with والله أعلم. But it is necessary here to say والله أعلم. Okay. Yani, why they said والله أعلم? Because there's some difference of opinion about this. This is not something that's agreed upon. Okay, the third point, إِذَا اسْتَمَرَّ. اسْتَمَرَّ, if he continues eating or drinking or whatever, فِي الْفَطْرِ, yani breaking the fast, I mean doing the thing that invalidates the fast, if he continues, بَعْدَ التَّذَكُّرْ, after remembering, وَلَمْ يُمْسِكْ, and he didn't stop, he didn't cease, he didn't refrain from that thing, after he remembered, يَكُونُ آثِمًا. In that case, he will be sinful. And before that, before he remembered, no sin against him. But now, he remembered and he keeps doing it, then he became sinful. وَتَلْزَمُهُ الْكَفَّارَةُ وَالْقَضَاءُ. And it becomes necessary, required of him, to do the kafara and the qada. Okay, these are two things. This is bin nisbati ila sawmi Ramadan. Yani the kafara is in reference to the sawm of Ramadan. Yani it's not in reference to a voluntary fast. There's no kafara. If a person breaks their fast intentionally, voluntary fast, there's no kafara.
You have to make it up.
You don't have to make it up. It's voluntary. It's not obligatory aslan. If it is fast of Ramadan, or if it's a fast because the person made a vow, that, oh Allah, I vowed to do such and such, and they didn't do it, or they vowed to fast so many days, then it became obligatory. You made it obligatory upon yourself. But voluntary fast, you can break it if you want. No problem. So here, he became sinful, and also he became required, lazim, necessity, necessary, obligatory upon him, the kafara and the qada. Yani the kafara and the qada is in reference to, yani bin nisbati, in reference to ila sawmi Ramadan. Yani the obligatory fast of Ramadan, and Allah knows best. Naam. Okay. Is there a question about the words here or about the fiqh? The fiqh we're going to discuss now. It's not from the book, but we're going to discuss the fiqh. First thing, the obligatory fast of Ramadan we're talking about right now. Obligatory fast of Ramadan. This point is in reference to the fast of Ramadan. Obligatory fasting. A person forgetfully ate or drank, and then they remembered, and then they just kept eating and drinking. He became sinful. And also, it says here, it became obligatory upon him that he not only make up the day, that's clear, right? I mean, he broke the fast in Ramadan, he has to make up the day, no doubt, that's qada. But as for the kafara, does he have to free a slave or fast for 2 consecutive months for eating or drinking intentionally, knowingly, consciously during the day, the hours of Ramadan? Well, that's what they said here. So when we looked up the issue, and because we want to bring like some clarity here, yani there are two opinions concerning this matter, the kafara. For the person who ate or drank. We're not talking about sexual relations, right? Because that didn't come into the discussion here. For sexual relations, daytime in Ramadan, person intentionally, knowingly has sexual relations with their spouse, then it's kafara, no doubt about it. The hadith of Abu Hurairah is clear. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, you have to free a slave, or if you can't, then you have to fast for 60 consecutive days without a break in between. If you miss one day, guess what? You start all over again. Huh? Alaykum salam. Or if you can't do that, yeah, and if you know you can't do it sincerely in front of Allah, then you're allowed to feed 60 poor people. Okay, the first opinion is what is mentioned here. This is the opinion of Al-Hanafiyyah and Malikiyyah. Who is Hanafiyyah and Malikiyyah? Hanafi Madhab. Don't say Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. Hanafiyyah means Hanafi Madhab. Not every opinion in the Hanafi madhab is the opinion of Imam Abu Hanifa. And the scholars who came after him in his madhab, they came with certain rulings and decisions and positions that became the Hanafi madhab. Not everything in Hanafi madhab is Imam Abu Hanifa. Okay, so please, let's not blame Imam Abu Hanifa for everything in the Hanafi madhab. That is zulm, injustice. Okay, Hanafi madhab. They said he has to do the kafara too, for eating and drinking intentionally in Ramadan. Maliki Madhab also said he has to do kafara, not only make up the day. From amongst the Tabi'een who hold this view, Ata ibn Rabah, Al-Hasan al-Basri, Al-Imam al-Zuhri, Al-Imam al-Thawri, Sufyan al-Thawri, Al-Imam al-Awza'i, Ishaq ibn Rahway, and Abu Thawr, rahimahullah. These are Imams of the people of Sunnah. Imams, every one of them, from the Tabi'een. Second opinion, Adam wujub kafara bil akl wa shurb. Yani, that they said it's not obligatory to do the kafara. You have to make up the day, but you don't have to do kafara. Yani for eating and drinking. Kafara, they said, is for sexual relations. Knowingly, consciously, voluntarily, during the daytime hours of the fast of Ramadan. This is the opinion of who? Which madhab? Who's left? Madhab. Al-Shafi'iyya. Al-Hanabila. Al-Hanabila. Hanabila is, yani, Hanbali madhab. Plural. Naam. Hanabila. Al-Shafi'iyya and the Hanabila. Second opinion. So who holds the first opinion? It's easy in the order. Hanafiya madhab, Malikiya madhab. First and second imam, right? Third and fourth imam, Shafi and Ahmed. Yani, Shafi'iyya, Hanbaliya. From amongst the Sahaba and Tabi'een who held this opinion, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, Al-Imam Ibrahim al-Nakhay, Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin, yani Imam of the scholars of Tabi'een, Hamad and Dawood. They hold the opinion that it's not obligatory to do kafara for eating or drinking consciously, willingly, knowingly during the daylight hours of Ramadan. As far as, yani, if we have chance, we may read a little further from the notes. But as far as, yani, what is clear is, yani, what supports the kafara for breaking the fast in Ramadan is in the hadith of Abu Hurairah. That's well known, authentic hadith. Inshallah, we're going to discuss the hadith in Friday class this coming week. In detail, yani, that proves the person who invalidates the fast of Ramadan by having sexual relations is required kafara. As far as making qiyas between the sexual relations and eating and drinking, that is what they have relied upon in the first opinion. They don't have any textual proof. Rather, it is by qiyas. Yani, this person, he had kafara because he broke the fast. But he broke the fast with what? Yani, sexual relations. This one, he broke the fast too, but he ate or drank. Are they equal? Allahu alam. That's why we ended this one, right, with what? Allahu alam. But in any case, these are two opinions, and Allahu alam, yani, the stronger opinion is the second of them, that there's no kafara for eating and drinking in Ramadan. Rather, a person has to, yani, make up the day. And even there's some discussion concerning this, yani, based on a hadith that Al-Imam Al-Bukhari mentions, not in the, yani, hadith that he numbered for his sahih, but he mentions in a chapter heading, yani, concerning, yani, the person who intentionally breaks a fast in day of Ramadan, they cannot make it up even if they fast for the whole year or a lifetime. Al-Dahr.
So, as-salamu alaykum. To the second opinion, so people can choose the day they want to fast and make up the other day.
You're saying, yani, can a person in Ramadan decide, I don't want to fast, I'll just make it up later? No. Can they do that?
Yeah,
no. That's not the second opinion. The second opinion, if a person does that, they don't have to do kafara, they have to make up the day. But that doesn't mean that they can just break days in Ramadan, because that's haram. So is it, can people just choose to commit haram? Nah, you can't. I mean, yes, you can choose if you are, yani, mentally ill. Right? But know that there's consequence. And the person who breaks the fast intentionally in a day in Ramadan, even by eating and drinking, that's sinful. They have to repent to Allah. Maybe Allah will punish them for that. Okay? Even though they have to still make up the day. But that doesn't mean that there's no sin. It means that they have to make up the day. It doesn't mean there's no sin. That's sinful. And we didn't say there's no sin upon them here. We said that there's no kafara. But the sin is there. Yani, the one who does it forgetfully, there's no sin upon him. And there's no kafara and no qada. But the one who does it intentionally, there's sin upon them. فَهُوَ آثِمًا كَانَ آثِمًا. He's sinful. So nobody can just choose to say, well, I don't feel like fasting today, you know, I'll just, I need to make it up some other day. But you will get the sin against you on Yawm al-Qiyamah, very severe sin, violating the sacredness of the day hours of fasting of Ramadan. That's very serious. It's so serious that in the Muslim lands, the people who normally don't fast at all, they fast in Ramadan and they're afraid to break the fast in Ramadan. The people who don't normally pray, they go to the masjid and pray in Ramadan. Because why? The sacredness of the month of Ramadan. So nobody can just say, I'll just make it up another day later. But there's sin against you, and that sin is severe. Okay, let's look at the questions. The Asila, on page 39, second half of the page, it says, Asilatun, questions. There are four questions here. The fourth question is on the next page, on the top of page 40. Okay, there are four questions. The first question, ماذا يعمل الصائم إذا أكل أو شرب ناسيا؟ ماذا يَعْمَلُ الصَّائِمُ يعني what must the fasting person do إِذَا أَكَلَ أَوْ شَرِبَ نَاسِيًا if he forgets, if he drinks, I mean eats or drinks forgetfully. نعم مصطفى. إذا أكل أو شرب فليتم صومه إلى الليل. Then he must complete the fast until night. Question number two. نعم. Oh, you want to add? تفضل. نعم نعم. So he must يمسك يعني فليمسك عن الأكل والشرب أو عن المفترات whatever eating, drinking, whatever invalidates the fast, he must refrain, stop, cease from this, and then وليتم صومه إلى الليل. Then he completes the fast until night. Question number two. أيلزمه القضاء والكفارة في هذه الحالة. Yeah, نعم. We had the second question, right? Second question. أَيَلْزَمُهُ الْقَضَاءُ يعني, is he required to make up the day وَالْكَفَّارَةُ and the expiation for it يعني by freeing a slave and so on في هذه الحالتي in this condition is he required وَالَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ to do قضاء. نعم موسى.
لَا يَلْزَمُهُ الْقَضَاءُ وَالْكَفَّارَةُ لِأَنَّهُ
نعم. He is not required to do the kafara or the qada because he did it forgetfully. In this case, yani there is no qada, there is no kafara, and there is no sin upon him. Question number three. متى يلزمه القضاء and يعني according to difference of opinion والكفارة. نعم. نعم يعني he is required to do the qada, make up the day and kafar according to the first opinion if he doesn't stop eating or drinking or whatever he is doing when once he remembers. In that case then he is required to make up the day and do kafara according to the first opinion and he is also sinful. يعني please note that it is not only he has to do kafara and qada, but it is a sin that a person has to yani be accountable for on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Naam. Naam. Yajibu alayhi an yatub. Number two, the second set of second part of this asila. Hati mudari' wal masdar min atamma an ata'ama. Okay, what is the mudari and the masdar from atamma? Naam, who didn't speak yet? Huh? Are you raising your hand? You must be tired because you're not lifting it high. Okay, atamma, yutimmu, masdar? Itmam. Naam, like Islam and Iman. Atamma, yani the mudari, yutimmu, the masdar, itmam. Yani to complete and to perfect something. Okay, أطعم موسى يطعم إطعام إطعام نعم إطعام يعني feeding the feeding إطعام نعم. The third question هاتي المضارع والأمر من نسي and سقى. The مضاري and the command form from نسي and سقى. نسي the مضاري ينسى the أمر is it إنسى or إنسى يعني look listen okay it's إنسى نعم. Look at this verb نسيا is the same form of the verb of شرب يشرب إشرب okay so it's نسيا ينسى إنسى يعني the weak letter from the end is deleted إنسى انسى. Okay, نسي ينسى انسى. نعم. And the second word is سقى. The مضاري يسقي. The أمر This is a different form of the verb. This one is isqi. Okay, this one is like nazala yanzilu. Yani saqa yasqi is from the same form as nazala yanzilu with kasra. So you say the fi'l amra inzil. With kasra inzil. So it's yani saqa yasqi isqi. Isqi without the last, yani without elongation, because the weak letter is deleted. Isqi. Isqi. This is like Rama Yarmi Irmi. Irmi. Throw. Irmi. Tayyib. The last question is on the next top of the next page. Ma ismul lami allati fi falyutimma. Yani in the hadith it came falyutimma sawmahu. What is the name of this lam which is in the word, the expression falyutimma? Naam. Anybody? It's lam al-amra. Yani in this expression falyutimma, this is lam al-amra. Originally lam al-amra, which vowel does it take? Kasra. Takes kasra originally. Naam. But then if it's yani preceded by waw or fa or thumma, then it became sakin. Then it became sakin. Falyutimma. Yani linadhhab. Linadhhab. Yani with kasra. Let's go. Yani we must go. Linadhhab. طيب, just quickly, I'm going to mention a note here. First, in reference to the hadith yani of today, yani it says, yani muttafaqun alayh. So I want to note that this actual wording here is from Imam Muslim. Yani this wording of the hadith is from Imam Muslim. Man nasiya wa huwa sa'im. This is from Imam Muslim. And likewise, it came like this in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed. Man nasiya وَهُوَ صَائِمْ to the end of the hadith, and it came in the Sunan of Ad-Darimi. مَنْ نَسِيَ وَهُوَ صَائِمْ. As far as in Bukhari his narration came, yani from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, إِذَا نَسِيَ, إِذَا نَسِيَ. Instead of مَنْ نَسِيَ, إِذَا نَسِيَ فَأَكَلَ وَشَرِبَ فَلْيُتِمَّ سَوْمَهُ فَإِنَّمَا أَتْعَمُهُ اللَّهُ وَسَقَاهُ. The beginning of the hadith, wording is a little bit different. It doesn't mention وَهُوَ صَائِمْ. It doesn't say مَنْ نَسِيَ. It says إِذَا نَسِيَ فَأَكَلَ وَشَرِبَ. That's how it came in Bukhari. So this is just a note that the meaning of the hadith is the same, but the wording in Bukhari is a little bit different. The wording in Muslim is the wording that we have here. Bukhari's wording is يعني إِذَا نَسِيَ فَأَكَلَ. إِذَا نَسِيَ فَأَكَلَ. And like this. إِذَا نَسِيَ. إذا نسي فأكل وشرب وشرب فليتم to the end of the hadith سومه. This is how it came in Bukhari. This is the wording of Bukhari. إِذَا نَسِيَ فَأَكَلَ وَشَرِبَ فَلْيُتِمَّ سَوْمَهُ. Okay, that's the first point. Second point I wanted to mention is that yani in one of the books of hadith, that's not a famous book of hadith, Muntakhib min Musnad Abd ibn Hamid, yani a Musnad book of Abd ibn Hamid, it came in this narration, and in this hadith, yani, similar to this came in the narration, I'm trying to skip through the isnad. Ishaq qalat, naam. It's narrated from Ishaq, she said, دخلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأتي بخبز ولحم. I entered upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and some bread and meat was brought. قالت يعني إسحاق, she said, وكنت أشتهي أن آكل من طعام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And I had a tremendous desire to eat from the food of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Meaning, she wanted to have a meal with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And it wasn't just for the food, but the honor of sitting in the presence of the Messenger of Allah and eating from his food. She said, this is how I felt. يعني أشتهي أن أكل من طعام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال حلمي يا أم إسحاق. The Prophet said, يعني فكولي, يعني go ahead and eat. Eat, يعني with us. قالت, she said, so I ate. ثم ناولني يعني عرقا. فرفعته إلى في فذكرت أني صائمة. Then I was given some food and I raised it up to my mouth to eat it. فَذَكَرْتُ أَنِّي صَائِمَةٌ. And then I remembered at that moment that I was fasting. فَبَقِيَتْ يَدِي لَا أَسْتَطِيُ أَنْ أَرْفَعَهَا إِلَى فِي وَلَا أَسْتَطِيُ أَنْ أَضَاعَهَا. So I remained in this condition. My hand remained still. At that point, I wasn't able to raise it up to my mouth to eat it. And I wasn't able to put it down. Yeah, and she was stuck. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا لَكِ يَا أُمْ إِسْحَاقِ. Prophet said, what's with you? يعني أم إسحاق, what's going on? Why are you standing there like that, holding the food in your hand? قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِنِّي كُنْتُ صَائِمًا. يعني أم إسحاق, I was fasting. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَتِمِّي سَوْمَكِ. يعني complete your fast. The meaning what? No harm. And you did it forgetfully, complete your fast. فَقَالَ ذُلْ يَدَيْنِ. So there was one of the companions who was known as Dhul Yadain. You heard of him before in some of the hadith about Salat. Yani, he said, huh?
Dhul Yadain, two hands?
Yeah, Inam. He had long arms. Dhul Yadain literally means the possessor of two hands. So he said, Yani Dhul Yadain said, Al-Ana Hina Shabi'at? Hina Shabi'at? Yani he said, Al-Ana? And he's talking to Umm Ishaq. Yani, now you remembered, after your stomach is full, you ate your fill, now you remember that you're fasting? فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِنَّمَا هُوَ رِزْقٌ سَاقَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهَا. سَاقَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهَا. Yani, the Prophet responded to Dhul Yadain رضي الله عنه, and he said, indeed, it is rizq, sustenance, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to her. So this is, I thought, an interesting story, even though yani the authenticity of the isnad is questionable. But yani the thing is, yani, I thought it was interesting that yani an incident like this took place and a person is thinking like, oh, now you all of a sudden you remember. But of course, a person could be fasting and forget. So it doesn't matter how much you have eaten. You ate your fill and then you remembered, really? No harm. Then yani complete your fast. It is Allah who has given you to eat and to drink. Okay, one more issue just quickly, and that is, yani we alluded to the kafara that the scholars of the second view, yani the Shafi'i and Hanabila, yani hold the view that the kafara is for the person who invalidates the fast of Ramadan by having sexual relations with their spouse. So here in the Sharh Sunnah, yani the book of a famous book of hadith, Sharh Sunnah by Imam Al-Baghawi, and he mentions in the discussion of this hadith that we're discussing today, yani if a person forgetfully eats or drinks, then they must complete their fast. He mentions that Al-Khattabi said the meaning of this hadith, ma'nahu anna nisyan darura. Yani, he said the meaning of this hadith is that this hadith indicates that forgetfulness, a person forgetting, this is from the darura. Yani, the things that a person does, yani almost like out of compulsion. Yani, they have no control over. Yani, a person forgets, and you have no control of it. And this is why, yani, the action of that person, they are not held responsible for it. Because it's like something that you have no control over. He said, it means that, yani, therefore, al-af'al al-daruriyya, yani, the things that a person does out of necessity, compulsion, yani, that inevitable, because they didn't do it, yani, thoughtfully or intentionally, غير مضاف إلى حكم, غير مضاف في الحكم إلى فاعله وهو غير مؤاخذ بها. يعني, so therefore, the ruling concerning that action, that this is a sinful behavior or that it invalidates a person's fast, that ruling is not attributed to the person who did it out of forgetfulness. And that person is not held responsible or punished for their action. Then he says, قال رحمه الله ذهب عامة الأهل العلم إلى أن الصائم إذا أكل أو شرب ناسيا لسومه لا يفسد سومه. Yani that most of the scholars said that if a person eats or drinks forgetfully, then it doesn't invalidate their fast. Other than Rabi'a and Malik, فَإِنَّهُمَا, because these two, yani Rabi'a and Malik, they said, أَوْجَبَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَضَى, that they said, that's a strange opinion, right? They said that even if a person eats or drinks forgetfully, then they have to make up the day. And of course, this is contrary to the clear meaning of the hadith. In any case, the majority of the scholars are in agreement that eating and drinking does not require a person to make up the day of fasting if they did it due to forgetfulness. Then he discussed this point, and this is the point I wanted to get to. فَأَمَّا إِذَا جَامَ نَاسِيًا فَاخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ. As far as the person who has sexual relations with their spouse forgetfully during the daylight hours of Ramadan, yani is that included in this hadith? يعني من نسي وهو صائم فأكل أو شرب. Is that included, having sexual relations? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من أكل أو شرب. So as far as having sexual relations forgetfully during the daylight hours of Ramadan, the scholars said لا يجب عليه القضاء. يعني some of the scholars said it's not obligatory for him to make up the day. He did it forgetfully. And this is the saying of Mujahid from the Tabi'een, and Hassan al-Basri from the Tabi'een, and other scholars who held this view, that he does not have to make up the day. If he had, the hadith says eating and drinking, some of the scholars said even if he had sexual relations with the spouse, yani forgetfully, does not have to make up the day. This is the opinion of Mujahid and al-Hassan al-Basri, and it's also the opinion of Sufyan al-Thawri, and the opinion of Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i, and Al-Imam Ishaq ibn Rahuwayhi, and Ashab al-Ra'yi. And Ashab al-Ra'yi means the people who hold opinion. Yani they have opinions about things. Now, you're not necessarily text from the Quran or Sunnah. This specifically is the term that's used in the fiqh discussions and the books of hadith to refer to the madhab al-Hanafiyyah. Yani if you see in a book says Ashab al-Ra'yi, means the Hanafiya. And because Imam Abu Hanif rahimahullah was a great scholar, he was not a specialist in hadith. A lot of the opinions that he hold was based on qiyas and other yani ijtihadat, not based upon hadith. That's why they are referred to as ashabu al-ra'yi, yani that they have some views that don't have textual proof for it, even though some of his opinions are very strong even without textual proof, because of his strong ability in yani qiyas and reasoning and ijtihad. So this is the first view, that they don't have to make up the day, even for sexual relations. Second view, some of the other scholars said, عليه قضاء, that he has to make up for that day. He has to make up for the day. وَهُوَ قَوْلْ الْعَطَىٰ. Yani he has to make up the day, meaning there's no kafara, but he just has to make up the day. If he has sexual relations, or she has sexual relations with her spouse, willingly, knowingly, consciously, second opinion is, they do have to make up the day. But there's no kafara. This is the opinion of Atha ibn Rabah, and it's also the opinion of Al-Imam Al-Awza'i, Al-Imam Malik, and Al-Imam Layth ibn Sa'ad. And I don't know if you heard of Layth ibn Sa'ad, but he was a great scholar from Egypt. And it is said that Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i, when he met Layth ibn Sa'ad, most of his opinions changed. And that's why yani, you have in the Shafi'i madhab, Al-Madhab Al-Jadid, and Al-Madhab Al-Qadim. Yani Al-Qadim was before he went to Egypt, and the Jadid is after he met Al-Imam Layth ibn Sa'ad, who convinced him of the errors of his mistakes, and he changed them. طيب, after this, the third opinion, the opinion of Ahmed, alayhi qada wal qafara. Yani Al-Imam Ahmed, his opinion is that the person who has sexual relations forgetfully in Ramadan, not only he has to make up the day, he has to do kafara too. Yani there's no excuse for forgetfulness. And most of the scholars, yani Al-Imam Baghawi says, yani the general yani body of scholars hold the opinion that there is no kafara on the person. La kafarata ala ghayri amidin. Ala ghayri amidin. There's no kafara for the person who didn't do it intentionally. This is the opinion of the majority of scholars. In any case, Al-Imam Ahmed says they do have to do kafara. Yani the second opinion is they have to make up the day, but no kafara. And the first opinion, there's no kafara and there's no makeup of the day. And that's the end of this discussion. Yani, that I thought is, even though the hadith doesn't mention sexual relations, certainly it came in the discussions of fiqh amongst the scholars that this hadith may also include sexual relations forgetfully, and the scholars differed about it. In any case, some of them said if they did, they had sexual relations forgetfully, there's no kafara and there's no qada, making up of the day. And some of the scholars said there is making up of the day but no kafara. Imam Ahmed said there's qada and kafara. These are the opinions of the scholars. And we're at the end of the time. Let me just read the hadith for next week, and we'll close with that. Okay, so the hadith number 17 on page 40, al-hadith al-sabi' ashara fi fadli tikrar al-umrah. Yani the excellence, the virtue of repeating, yani repeatedly performing umrah. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, al-umratu إلى العمرة كفارة لما بينهما والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة متفق عليه. يعني on the authority of Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said العمرة إلى العمرة, يعني performing one umrah until the performance of the following umrah, يعني doing it repetitively, making umrah and then making it again. Between one umrah and the next umrah is kafaratun lima baynahuma, yani is an expiation for whatever came between them, yani the sins that a person committed between the two umrahs. So this is an encouragement to perform umrah again and again and again. Wal hajju al mabruru, and the hajj that is mabrur, yani that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, laysa lahu jaza'un illa al jannatu. There's no reward for it except paradise. Muttafaqun alayh. Inshallah, we'll discuss this hadith next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.